A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At that sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Jerusalem, or to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, and so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he'll take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Brothers and sisters, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. 1. When Bishop Franking asked me to study in Rome in preparation for priesthood, I had done a little bit of traveling in the United States, but basically stayed around here in Wisconsin and a little bit of Minnesota. Here was a guy coming from a small western town in Wisconsin going to the big city of Rome. If that wasn't a shock, the first day of class was even worse. The first day of class was in a hall that was at least twice the size of this church, would seat, I would think, about 300 people. And looking at everybody there, you had everybody almost from every continent in the world, all coming together, diverse that we were, to come for one purpose, that is to earn a degree in theology. Most would be ordained priests, but there were religious sisters and brothers and laity there as well. But what brought us together is this, is first of all, we were human beings. But secondly, the language that we all understood was the language the professors would speak, and that is Italian. To learn how to speak Italian and to listen to it, all of us had to do it, and had some of us had a greater time to understand it, but we survived. That was the binding force to bring us together, diverse and yet one. And we find in our world today, we want to stress and emphasize diversity. We want people to know each other, their backgrounds. But we're also forgetting what I'm seeing in our society today, that we are one. We are human beings. We share something in common. And I hope that we don't lose that and just think that all we are nothing is but individuals. We are members of the human race, and we certainly have something in common. And today, as we heard in our first reading, especially from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard what the driving force was for the apostles to bring all together in one, and as the gift of the Holy Spirit. Our passage today for the first reading is again taken from the Acts of the Apostles. We heard last Sunday the very beginning of Acts, in which St. Luke sets the groundwork. And in the passage we had last week, we heard him record Jesus speaking twice. And in the first part, he commands the apostles to go to the city of Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. He said, "The gift of the Spirit will come and will give you direction." As they did so, who would be gathered together in that room waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit? Well, we know, first of all, it was the 12 apostles. Matthias, who was selected to replace Judas, so the 12 were there, plus we also believe the Blessed Virgin Mary. But we also know, too, that there was some festival going on. It could have been the Festival of Pentecost. The Festival of Pentecost in the Old Testament was to celebrate the first fruits of the harvest in thanksgiving for God blessing them. Now, as Christians, we would take maybe a different take to that, for that those who became Christian, they were the first fruits of following Christ. But as the Jews were traveling, and all of a sudden it says a great wind came, and they felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. They did not know exactly what the Holy Spirit looked like, at least physically. And if they had heard when Jesus was baptized, they would have heard that the descent of the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus to show that he is favored and the Spirit was with him. But we heard what in this passage for today, but really what the Holy Spirit did, it brought people together. And in doing so, the people said, "Now we understand what they are saying." Really, this passage kind of goes to what, going back to the Old Testament, the Tower of Babel. If you're familiar with the story, people got together and decided they were going to build a tower to the sky and get to heaven that way. But it said that God confused them with many different languages that they could not understand each other. Now it was the Spirit to make them, help them to understand, and have the apostles speak in the languages of the people of who were gathered there, that they would hear now the word of God. And if you look just at the disciples themselves, the apostles, they were diverse, but now they became one. One mission, to carry forth the work of Christ here on earth and the beginning of the church. My first 6 years as a priest was devoted as a teacher of religion. And I tell my students, not had nothing to do with religion. I encourage them to save their money and to travel. Not in the United States, don't go to Canada or don't go to a European country, but go to a country that perhaps intrigues you and see what their life is like. More than likely, we have much more than they. But you will learn a different background and a different culture and understand, though, that you are part of, and they are part of, the human race. This is what makes us one. Today, as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, I hope that you renew within you why the Spirit has been given to you, is to help you to be strong and faithful to Christ, to carry out the message of Christ in your life, and to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. For those of you who are just as old as I am and older, for those of you who are younger, which I hope you've had this, in English literature, your senior year, you should have had the poem by John Donne, No Man Is an Island. And in that poem, what John Donne explains is that we are not islands, but rather we form the continent. We bring our diversity and who we are to become one, strong and mighty. Today, once again, we are reminded we who are diverse are coming before the Lord, united together in Him. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit given to us through the church, we have been strengthened by the Spirit to carry forth the work of the church and to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth.